USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the U.S., with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since early November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
We've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's winter storms. Chairwoman Sally Talberg, Vice Chairman Peter Crampton, Finance and Audit Committee Chair Terry Bulger, and Human Resources and Governance Committee Chair Raymond Hepper announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power following the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. And Tom Vilsack was confirmed by the Senate Tuesday to serve as President Biden's Agriculture Secretary. The former Iowa governor was confirmed by a 92-7 vote. Vilsack previously served in the same position under President Obama, the only of his cabinet members to serve for Obama's entire term in office. During his confirmation hearing, Vilsack cited the coronavirus pandemic and climate change as necessary priorities, saying the problems facing the department are completely different than the last time he'd served as secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A New York woman, fired for wanting to wait to get a coronavirus vaccination, has people asking if employers really can require their employees to get the shot. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson, fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.